This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Welcome back, GBAG Nation. We are live at Moxie's downtown. Come say hi, part of Restaurant Week here. And salute to Moxie's and Stella Artois for having us out. It's time now for the Chris Young Show. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you're hurt in an accident and it's not your fault, contact the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And the Chris Young Show is brought to you by PlayScore and by Anheuser-Busch. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Hey, guys. I'm well. How are you all?
We're doing good. Nice, a job over the weekend. Winners of three in a row and five of seven. But I wanted to ask you about this story Bob Nightingale did about you guys being sellers if there isn't a dramatic turnaround. I don't know if you saw that story, and I know you've answered this question a couple of times with us, but it's been a week, so I wanted to ask you if you had a statement about that topic compared to last week.
Well, I think we're evaluating all paths. I mean, I think that the reality is that we have to be prepared that if this road trip or the month of July doesn't go well, that we certainly have to at some point look to 2025. That said, I think I've been very clear with our local media, and Bob did not reach out to me specifically. He got his content from other executives, which you can take that for what it is. But nonetheless, I've been very clear with our media locally that I believe in this team. I believe that this team is capable of a very big run. We saw that last year. We have not played our best baseball by any means, and I want to stand pat as long as we possibly can to give this team every opportunity to go prove what they're capable of doing.
CY, how much is that predicated, though, on the division that you're currently playing right now, and how that, you have to look at the division and say, hey, wait a minute now, we had a good series against Baltimore, should have won more games against them. You come back, the Padres and stuff, but then you sweep with the Rays. But your division, nobody's going to run away from you. Is that something you think about when you're thinking about buying or selling when you're going through all this?
Yeah, absolutely. I am looking at our division. And the fact is that we're very fortunate with our record right now that we're not further back. Had we been in a different division,
absolutely,
we could be so far back that it would make a decision very easy for us. But that's not the case. And I believe that this team is as good as the teams ahead of us, and that if we play our best baseball, that we can catch those teams. But we can't wait. We have to start playing better baseball. I think we saw that this weekend. I think the team understands the urgency. The coaching staff certainly does. We in the front office, and we're trying to do everything we can to put our best foot forward to have a good month here, because we've played ourselves into a little bit of a hole. But that said, this team seems to do it to play its best when their back's up against the wall, and I kind of sense that this weekend.
With some of the players coming back, it is possible that you could trade some pitching depth, even though you're not technically like sellers or raising the white flag, right?
Well, it's not something that we're actively looking for right now. I love the group we have, and I think that we're going to need that pitching depth in the second half if we're going to make a run. So, we may need to reevaluate that in 25 days as we get closer to the deadline. But right now, with guys coming back, yes, we do have a surplus of pitchers, but I think that we can shift some of those guys in the rotation to the bullpen, which is going to strengthen our bullpen and maybe give us a chance to win some of those games that maybe we haven't won in the first half, where the bullpen's kind of let the game get away. So I think we're very good at the back end of the bullpen, but there have been some games where we've been, middle innings, maybe down a run, and we haven't gone to our leverage guys, and we've let those games slip away from us. And so it's going to be important to hold those games close and give our team a chance to come back later in the game in some of those games that were down early.
Six games seems so – it's very, very manageable, as we've seen time in and time out in Major League Baseball. Is there a number of games you feel like you have to stay within reach of this thing by the time we get to the end of the month?
Oh, well, I think we're there right now. I mean, I'd like to see us continue to just march towards 500. I'm not even really concerned about the games back in the division as much as I am just, first of all, getting back to 500. Then once we get back to 500, if we play above average baseball like we're capable of, the division will take care of itself. So we play head-to-head with all of the opponents in front of us, and we'll have an opportunity to make up ground in those games. But the reality is that, I'll take the last six games. We went 4-2, had a very good homestand. If we can continue that pace in terms of our winning percentage, we will be a playoff team. But that, you know, like I said, we haven't done that consistently over the course of the season. I recognize that we've got an uphill battle, but I do believe our best baseball is ahead of us as we get healthy here. We're hopeful to get Josh Young back, hopefully right after the All-Star break. Evan Carter at some point, maybe a little bit later than that. Tyler Mahle's doing great on his rehab assignment. Jacob DeGrom's making progress. So there's some real things to look forward to here as we get into the second half, but we can't dig a bigger hole than where we are.
Well, CY, we've got the All-Star game right around the corner, which, of course, will be hosted at Globe Life Field. Kirby Yates, who has been a great bullpen piece, makes it along with Marcus Semien, but a big bummer not to get Josh Smith. Your thoughts on the two All-Stars you do have, but also Josh Smith not making it when we believe he is very deserving.
And I agree with you. Josh has had a tremendous first half, and you know, by our metrics and really a lot of league-wide metrics, he's performed, you know, 25-30% better than league average offensively, and he's played great defense. Very, very deserving of an All-Star selection. That said, there are a lot of great players in the league, and I understand as a young player how hard it is to get selected. But we are optimistic that Josh still may get selected as a replacement should somebody suffer an injury or drop out. So I know that he's on a short list that the league is considering. So we're holding out some hope there. But you know, but it is it's tough competition, and you know, and for Kirby and Marcus, those guys are very well deserving. They've had great first halves. Marcus just continues to do what he's done his whole career. I know he had a little bit of a slump there in June, but it was still nice to see him recognized by his peers and selecting him. And Kirby, I can't say enough about how good he's been for us at the back of the bullpen. I mean, just for what we got him for and how he's performed, it's been remarkable to watch. He's a great person, a great teammate, and just so fun to see him get selected.
Yeah, you mentioned that, though, CY. When you had a vision, obviously, of what Kirby could be for you, but has it even exceeded where you're at? I mean, I'm sure you did all your scouting reports and personality stuff and all these things, but it looks like it just played even better than you can even imagine.
Well, there's no doubt, because if we had thought he was going to be this good, we would have paid him a lot more. And, you know, he just really hasn't. But he's got a track record of success.
Yeah.
And, I think so much of this is our scouts doing a tremendous job of knowing the person. And I think that that's what it comes back to, is we struck right on a player who has had historical success in the league. He's performed at an elite level. He's healthy. That's the critical component here, is that Kirby is healthy. He wasn't healthy for a couple years there, and now he's healthy. And we're seeing the best version of him. He knows how to compete. He knows how to get it done. He's motivated. And when you combine all of those factors, and most importantly, the health, this is what you get. And so I don't put anything past elite athletes when they have the physical health and the motivation and their mind and the experience. It's a good combination for success, but Kirby's exceeded it. He's just such a great guy, and I'm just so happy for him and the success he's had this year.
Yeah, CY, and as a former scout, as you know of myself, I just wondered, when you get a player in like that and he has success, does that change the way that maybe you do some stuff with your pro scouting, like things that we might have thought about, hey, now we need to maybe think about this way, or is it always with you just a player-to-player evaluation that way?
Well, we're always evolving on our pro scouting side. In fact, I've been in our amateur draft meetings all day today, and on the amateur side as well. We're constantly evolving and considering ways that we can improve from a scouting standpoint and from an R&D standpoint as well, so that we're making the best decisions possible. But one of the big things for me is the human element and understanding the players and what motivates them and what makes them tick. And we're placing bets that these guys are going to perform up to their full potential. And so understanding the person, and I always say our job is to select players and choose players who are going to realize their full potential. And if we do that, more often than not, we're going to be successful in terms of building a really good organization. And so that's the biggest thing we look for, whether it's on the pro side, the amateur side, and our scouts. We're constantly evaluating ways that we can improve in terms of identifying those human characteristics that really determine how good a player can be.
CY, we can't thank you enough, man. Have a great week, and we'll catch up with you real soon.
Guys, I appreciate it, and let's have a great road trip, and hopefully next week we're having a fun conversation again.
I'll drink to that.